It's the Naked Scientists, Chris Smith and Ben Valsler.
Still to come, how you can tell if you've got bedbugs in your house and how to rid yourself of a bedbug infestation. But first, let's take a look at some of this week's other leading scientific breakthroughs. Chris, what have you got for us?
Well, this week, some delicate stone arrowheads that date back about 71,000 years have been unearthed in a part of South Africa. This is at Pinnacle Point, which is on South Africa's southern coast. It's been published in the journal Nature this week by Cape Town archaeologist Kyle Brown and his colleagues. Why this is important, they have been excavating this site and they have identified these little tiny bladelets. They are worked pieces of flint which bear an uncanny resemblance to things which much more recently have been found in association with wooden shafts and therefore probably were arrowheads. But the interesting thing is that they are so hard to make in terms of they got the right sort of stone, that's what you needed. They have been heat treated in order to make the stone more workable, so they would have had to collect the stone from one place, take it to another place to heat treat it, work the stone in the right way, then work the stone in such a way that it'll fit into another piece of worked material, like a piece of wood or bone, to slot into it, then bind the blade on. And their argument is that, given this was all going on 71,000 years ago, in order to pass on the skills of doing all of this and communicate this complicated manufacturing process, this isn't something that you could do without language. And they're making the point that this is an indirect evidence of very highly advanced language amongst people 71,000 years ago. Now, up until now, people thought we had language in what we now regard as modern humans from about 40 or 50,000 years ago. But this was based only on, again, indirect evidence, looking at symbolic evidence, people painting things or drawing particular depictions or exhibiting certain behaviours. Now we've got, again, very tangible evidence with this highly, highly involved manufacturing process that's emerged from this site that they can date not just from 70,000 years ago, but there's 11,000 years of manufacture of these tools. So it's going on over a long period of time. And the fact that the tools change subtly and evolve and become better as time goes on argues that the technique is being passed on and explained. And it's interesting as well, because I think there's another consequence of this. In the paper at the end, there's this beautiful line that says microlith-tipped projectile weapons, and these little bladelets are microliths, extended the effective range of lethal interpersonal violence. In other words, people attacking each other. They would have conferred substantive advantage on modern humans as they left Africa and encountered Neanderthals, who were equipped with only hand-cast spears. There's always been this question about why Neanderthals disappeared 24, 30,000 years ago or so, why they dwindled and then eventually completely disappeared. It looks like these people coming out of Africa for a very long time had been perfecting the art of making arrows and darts that they could fire, and the Neanderthals didn't have that, and they would probably have come second in the race.
It's a shame to see that evidence of very early communication and cooperation is also probably evidence of very early warfare.
It's all about warfare, because people are fighting for resources. The other point is it's also how you get your lunch, because if you can use a bow and arrow against a very dangerous animal, you're less likely to come off badly. And this enabled people to catch their lunch without having to take such a risk themselves personally. And that meant that population survival was going to be much greater, because you were going to lose fewer people owing to trauma and injury in catching your lunch.
And presumably it would make things a bit more democratic, because it's people who've got good aim as well as people who are just really fast.
Well, whoever's got the biggest spear.
Whoever's got the biggest spear.